Right. Well, what I'm going to do tonight, if I can, is I want to try to take all of these, what seems to be dissimilar ideas, and put it into an easy to understand conversation. So this right here is a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And this book is the opposite of The Great Reawakening. So people say, why are you doing the Reawaken America tour? If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you just look at some of the speakers, people always ask me. I just got off the phone with Mel Kay, by the way, and I just got off the phone with General Flynn. So it's General Flynn, Mel Kay, and then you. So I talked to great people back to back, and people say, what is the common link between Kim Clement's daughter, Donna Clement, Eric Trump, Dr. Zelenko, Sean Foyt, Dr. Dave Martin, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone? Why are these people, Stella Emanuel, Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the comedian Jim Brewer, why are they all here? I say, well, they understand there's the great reawakening versus the great reset. And if I were to take an audio clip and I had to explain it to you in a court of law, someone were to take me into a court of law and say, could you please explain, sir, what the great reset is in 45 seconds or less? You know, well, I would walk into that court very confident that I could, because on the World Economic Forum YouTube channel, they play audio featuring Klaus Schwab and Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. Now, for anybody out there who doesn't know who Dr. Yuval Noah Harari is, do I have the ability to do a screen share where I could share a video clip? Is that a thing?
You should be able to. Yep, hold up. Let's see.
Okay, there's a little setting usually to the top.
There you go. All participants, you should be good to go.
Okay, so I'm going to pull it up here. And this is Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. And with a backdrop of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari begins to explain the Great Reset agenda. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so...
Okay, now he goes on, and I'm going to save you the nausea of listening to this man speak at great length. But I'm going to just cut down into another clip. Here he is again. They're asking him, what is the Great Reset? This is what he says.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
And people say, well, what is their will? Like, what is their goal? What are they trying to do? They're trying to get you to take RNA modifying nanotechnology under the skin. And Dr. Yuval Noah Harari is very excited about it. He continues, listen to this. He says,
surveillance, people could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin.
Surveillance under the skin. We continue more. Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. Again, this is he's on stage talking, and Klaus Schwab, who is the head of the World Economic Forum, he hops on Charlie Rose in 2015, and they say, hey, Klaus Schwab, what is the agenda of the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum? And this is what he says.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed.
It says it's you who are changed. Okay. And you say, how did Dr. Yuval Noah Harari gain prominence? I mean, how did he become a guy that people listened to? I mean, how did that happen? What was that? Oh, well, okay. This guy, Barack Hussein Obama, started telling the world everyone needs to read his books. Listen.
Yuval Harari, called Sapiens. And it's a sweeping history of the human race from 40,000 feet.
That's interesting. And you back it up here. Then we have here Klaus Schwab at Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government is saying this. Listen to this.
And I have to say, when I mention now names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina, and so on.
He's openly stating that he has control over what? Over Merkel in Germany.
Yeah.
Merkel. Yeah. And over who else did he say, folks? He said Merkel in Germany. He also said he has control over Putin in Russia. He said he has control over Trudeau in Canada. And check this out. He now says he has control over China. Listen to this.
China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. In the first three quarters of 2021, China's economy grew by over 9%. You have achieved a historic goal to become prosperous society.
He's bragging on China. Okay, so here we go. Listen to this. This is on December 23rd. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, you can see all these clips at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. If you scroll down here to the 23rd day of December, 2 days before Christmas, a lot of people were listening to Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart the very next day. No, Mom, it's okay. No, you crank it up. I gave it away. It's the eve of Christmas Eve. People were saying, hey, no, seriously. Yeah, you what? Yeah, no, pass some eggnog. Okay. This year, hey, they're watching Christmas Vacation. To save me from tears, I give it to someone. Hey, no, seriously, let's watch a Christmas Vacation. Let's do a puzzle. Last Christmas. Meanwhile, because they know no one's watching Fox News during that. So Fox News finally covered the fact that Harvard's Charles Lieber was paid $50,000 a month to create nanotechnology that goes inside the human body. So Fox finally covered it and said, this guy's been arrested. He's been convicted. China paid him $50,000 a month to make this technology. What does it do? This is what they said. Fox News, December 23rd.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent. U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent. U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? No, I am serious. So we go back to the Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, he's talking about China. He loves China. Listen.
All respects. Mr. President, I strongly echo your remarks in 2017 that mankind has made progress by surmounting difficulties.
By the way, he refers to America openly as the great difficulty, so we'll continue.
And when encountering difficulties, we should join hands and rise to the challenge. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
Now, before I play the rest of this clip for you, please understand that China launched their own sun into space. China launched their own sun into space. Yeah. Let's pull it.
That's messed up.
This is China. Here we go. This is China launches their own sun into space. Now, for anybody out there that wants to create your own sun, you need to know a couple things about creating your own sun. One, China creates their own sun. They paid $1 trillion to create their own artificial sun. It turns out it burns 5 times hotter than the actual sun. So as Klaus Schwab invites the head of China to come up and speak, again, they launched this January 6th, 2022. Reuters reports, Live Science reports, everyone reports China's launched their own sun. So listen to what he says now, knowing that China just launched their own sun. Listen to this. This is China. This is just 3 weeks ago. Listen to this, folks.
We now welcome His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China.
Just so we're not losing anybody here. People are saying, why is China the home of the Olympics this year? Why is China threatening Taiwan? Klaus Schwab, Why is Russia Putin, Klaus Schwab? Why is Trudeau hammering on people in Canada, Klaus Schwab? What? Here we go.
尊敬的施瓦布主席,
Professor Klaus Schwab, ladies and gentlemen, friends, greetings to you all.
Yeah.
It is my pleasure to attend this virtual session of the World Economic Forum.
Okay.
In 2 weeks' time, China will celebrate the advent of spring in the Lunar New Year.
Okay.
The year of the tiger.
The tiger.
In Chinese culture, tiger symbolizes bravery and strength, as the Chinese people often refer to spirited dragon and dynamic tiger.
Okay.
Or soaring dragon and leaping tiger.
Here we go.
To meet the severe challenges facing humanity, we must add wings to the tiger and act with the courage and strength of the tiger to overcome all obstacles on our way forward. We must do everything necessary to clear the shadow of the pandemic and boost economic and social recovery and development so that the sunshine of hope may light up the future of humanity.
Oh, you mean the sunshine that you just launched? Okay, that's interesting. So now we go back here to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. People say, how do you know all this? Well, folks, I am a in-depth, unapologetic, deep dive researcher with no discernible hobbies or interests outside of saving America. So on 2002, the CDC created a patent, 727-9327. The CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans in 2002, and they waited for 17 years to release it. What? It's all cited right here. Then 2008, the NIH begins research into how to block out the God gene, how to manipulate the God gene. How do we control the God gene? What? It's called the God gene. It's the VMAT2 gene. Then 2010, the Rockefeller Plan wrote a document calling for the release of a synthetic gain-of-function virus, and I'm reading from page 16, by the way, a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership is needed, including quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, enforced vaccinations. Oh, and then they sat on it for 9 years. Then January 2011, Charles Lieber, that's the Harvard professor, he creates a nanotechnology that goes inside the human body so the human body can send and receive signals. What? When connected to 5G. 2011, the convicted Jeffrey Epstein aimed to see the human race with DNA. What? The convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein aimed to see the human race with his own DNA, but he teamed up with Bill Gates to do it. Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. That's why I trust Bill Gates, because, you know, he was only teaming up with Epstein, you know, to help raise money, you know. And so what? That's the argument that the mainstream media says. Well, and Bill Gates says, I regret my time. Get out of here. Jeffrey Epstein teams up with the world's most prolific pedophile, teams up with the world's wealthiest man because they're raising money. That's what they were doing. Yeah, they were raising money. You know, tonight on Channel 8, we're going to talk about why Bill Gates is great. And we won't mention how he funds this program and controls this network or the CDC or the World Health Organization. We're just going to talk about why Bill Gates is great. Because he chooses to hang out with pedophiles, and you should trust his vaccines. Okay, so then 2011, NASA, their chief scientist, who's still there, by the way, Bushnell, rolls out a blueprint for ushering in the transhumanism agenda. 2012, Lieber, again, creates a nanoscale electronic that merges with biological tissues. Can someone say transhumanism? Somebody says, I don't like that you're saying all this so fast. That's the core issue I have with you. Is I don't like that you say these things so fast. And so I want you to slow down. And that's fine. I can go either pace. I'm trying to get through a lot of information quickly. So I'll slow it down. Slowing it down, feeling the flow, working it, going at a slower pace. Where I'm going to our rumble.com channel. I'm flipping through the different videos, the various videos. This recent event we just did was in Ohio, 100% sold out. And oh, look who called in to say hello to our attendees. Here we go. Let's see who said hello to our attendees. Here we go. Let's see.
Yeah. Right.
Let's see here. Let me skip through. You know, I might have to go to a more.
And I can tell you there's not a single Biden fan in here. Let the president, the real president, say a few words.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.
he calls in. Why does that matter? Because the president of the United States of America knows what we're doing at the Reawaken America tour. His son is on the tour. And what we are doing is we're pulling everyone's collective minds out of the sewer. A lot of times people, we don't even recognize how perverse our worldview is because we listen to Luciferian music called pop music. And the lyrics of, if you were to take a song, like let's just say Justin Bieber, and we were to go and just say, someone says, I like Justin Bieber. That's fine. I'm just going to give you an example. So we listen to Justin Bieber and we say, Justin Bieber's a Christian now. He's on our team. We say, I like Justin Bieber. And you say, he's great. And he's teaming up with Kanye and Marilyn Manson, who's a terrible sex freak. Oh, well, at least they're doing church service together. So what happens is, I'll skip to this commercial, is we're seeing, we feel like as a culture, we know the truth, but we're hearing it through a perverse tone, a perverse way. So people, I can't tell you how many people, they know I'm a former DJ. They go, look, Bieber's teaming up with Kanye. And I'm going, yeah. And Marilyn Manson, are you seeing this collection of sick freaks? What's going on? And you take a song like he wrote, like Holy, and people say, no, he's made changes. He has. Listen to his songs. Listen to his lyrics. He's on our team now. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'll give people, cause we all deserve a chance of redemption. So it's a song, about, you know, basically, you know,
running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. There's a way you hold me. Feel so
holy. It kind of feels religious cause it says holy.
I don't do well with the drama.
And so people are kind of like, yeah, it seems sort of,
no, I can't stand it being fake.
Oh, you can't stand being fake, but yet you are fake because you're teaming with Marilyn Manson to do praise and worship. Okay, but you can't stand being fake.
That we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain.
So you're saying that your sexual relationship is holy.
Yeah.
And you say, no, Clay, you're being judgmental. No, okay, so let's go to the rest of the album because people send this to me. They said he's changed. Okay, so let's Bieber slows it down for us. Here we go. It kind of feels praise and worshipy, you know. It kind of has that feel, and so people start to. And I'm dwelling on this because it's so important. Let me do one more, just one more Bieber. Here we go. This is Bieber on the same album. Listen. Whoa! I'll just say Bieber. Boop.
And I see you, the way I breathe you in.
He just said he definitely smokes weed. He's referring to his girlfriend as a. But he's doing. But he's doing praise and worship at churches, isn't he? With Hillsong, and it's so hard. So we're getting this right now. What? What are you saying, Bieber? Oh, this is what's going on. So people are just so perverse. So now we've got Rick Warren endorsing the World Economic Forum. Rick Warren, the guy who wrote Purpose Driven Church, he's pushing the World Economic Forum. And you say, can you prove that? Folks, I can prove everything I'm saying. And that's the problem with the Reawaken America tour. It's nothing but truth. It's unfiltered. And it really bothers people that would prefer to have a narrative where they believe in things that are more convenient to believe. So here's Rick Warren reporting live from the Davos World Economic Forum.
Hi, YouTubers. I'm Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life and pastor of Saddleback Church. I'm here at Davos with a lot of my friends.
Oh, with a lot of your friends? You mean the pedophile transhumanism people? Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's go. Let's see what the kind of things they talk about at these events, Rick Warren. Can we take a sneak peek and see what they're teaching at the World Economic Forum? Oh, yes, we can. Because they put it on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and type in World Economic Forum, you can watch this. I've just gone through literally over 40 hours of footage to cut this into tonight's video clips for people. So listen to this.
About the recent developments of brain-computer interface and how that's really blurring the line between man.
Let's try that again.
That the when humans become cyborg session.
Oh, okay, it's okay.
You know, I always want to be a cyborg. I'm waiting for the day to become one. But
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
I've always wanted to be a cyborg, and I attend Rick Warren's church, which is how I found out about the World Economic Forum, because Rick Warren is awesome. And I was listening to Justin Bieber because he was doing this Hillsong praise and worship. And I really like listening to Bieber do the Hillsong stuff, because that's why I listen to the song Peaches, too, because he's
you know, and so and
it's crazy. These people say that they follow Christ. That's what makes me so upset.
Here it is. Listen, here he is again. Here he goes. Again, we praise talent, don't we? Don't we? We love talent. No. And the song, Chandler Moore, it's a good song. Here comes Bieber. And he seems, look at him, he looks kind of sincere. Look at him. I'm analyzing the sincerity level. And good job, he's not pitchy. He's not pitchy. You know? Oh, they got masks on. They're following the World Economic Forum agenda. Are you kidding me? Okay, so we continue. So what am I saying? What am I doing? What am I saying? What are we talking about? We're talking about, again, Klaus Schwab has influence over religious leaders. What? Yes, let's type this in. The Vatican hosts transhumanism meeting of the minds. There it is. The Vatican, get out of here. The Vatican hosts a transhumanism meeting of the minds. There it is right there. Global thought leaders. You say, I don't know. I don't think what you're saying is true. That's fine. Let's do this. Let's type in the Pope Snakehead building. Why don't we do that? The old audience hall the Pope has here. This is a beautiful little.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a snakehead themed building. Look, snakehead. Snakehead. Let's look at the artwork behind the crazy Pope. What? Oh, Clay, you're being judgmental. You know what, folks? I cite my sources. That's how you know I'm telling the truth. You go to timetofreeamerica.com, you click on the button here. Someone says, who built this website? I did. How has the time to do this? I did. Why? Because I'm trying to get the truth out there. I don't have time to delegate sometimes. I have to get this stuff out as soon as possible. So we can see TD Jakes. He's on Twitter. TD Jakes is on Twitter, helping you discern whether you should take the COVID-19 vaccines.
We're in the worst possible situation.
Here we go. TD Jakes.
And between 3,000 and 4,000 deaths per day.
Oh, my gosh.
Tonight, hope resting on that vaccine.
The coronavirus vaccine.
Across the country, hope that this is
it kind of feels
changer.
Like,
but no vaccine will be effective if the people don't take it.
It kind of feels like it's like a
very fearful of the
it
vaccine.
It kind of feels like it's
I don't
like
know that I'm gonna take it. I don't even take it.
You know, there's
the
a lot of celebrities woven in here,
like a rap video or something. Like,
and LL Cool J's like, watch
it. People don't take it.
A lot of people are very fearful of the vaccine.
A lot of people are very fearful of the vaccine.
I don't know that I'm gonna take it.
A lot of people are very fearful of the vaccine. I heard some crazy things.
Can alter your DNA. It's too close to the market.
But we should take it because TD Jakes says so, you know, because he's
what are you saying, people? Wake up. So what we're going to do, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. I'll just take you all the way to the end so you see this. In December 2019, I made this video go viral and wake up many, many people on December 9th of 2019, the technology was created to use the mRNA technology to deliver the CRISPR gene editing technology that blocks out the God gene. So inside the COVID-19 vaccines, mRNA technology can now be used to block out the God gene. I don't like that, though. I don't like it. I feel like I don't like it. So then I'm just because Bieber, he was like, he was in California. Yeah, that's it. And these songs are stuck in our head all day. It's an earworm. It's stuck in your head. In Georgia. And I can do that. And I can do that. Soccer moms are driving. Snoop Dogg, right? Snoop Dogg. Remember? Bing, 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 bing. We're all watching it.
You're going to get these songs stuck in my head.
You know, nowadays, everybody want to talk, but they got something to say. But nothing comes out like they moved. If people like that stuff, they go, oh, I remember that song because I was in high school then. Or it was hot. It was old school, whatever. No. This is the Luciferian agenda being implemented on us. They're using the Super Bowl. They're using celebrities. They're using religious leaders. That's what's happening. So if you want to come out to one of our Reawaken America Tour events, this is what I got here for you. I have 24 tickets remaining for the March 11th and 12th Reawaken America Tour in sunny San Diego, April 1st and 2nd, Salem, Oregon. We had to expand to a bigger venue because the leadership in Oregon does not want us to bring the Reawaken America Tour to Oregon. So they were upset that we were bringing 2,500 people into one place. So I said, are they concerned? What's the problem? They said, well, it's a health risk. So we're going to have 4,000 people in Oregon. Okay. That's happening. We got a bigger venue. We're going to Oregon, bigger venue in Oregon, April 1st and 2nd. We're down to 500 tickets left for that. And then Myrtle Beach, we have 1,000 tickets left for that. That's in South Carolina. There is a momentum behind this and you can name your price. I don't care what the mainstream media has told you. No, we do not pour anthrax on our attendees. It is true. that you that's the mainstream media actually reported that anthrax was reported to be poured on the Reawaken America Tour attendees. I actually had to do an interview with a mainstream media person who said, sir, how can you prove that there wasn't anthrax dropped on your attendees? I said, well, my wife is in the room that you said the anthrax was dropped in. I have five kids, so my wife and kids would be dead. But certainly Dr. Zelenko, my good friend who has one lung and has cancer, he would be dead. Yeah, but yeah. They said, well, could you provide the video footage of the speaker room where the speakers were? And that way we could verify that there was not. I'm like, you want me to provide private audio and video of the speakers trying to save America, having private conversations in order to prove there wasn't anthrax for you? What? Get out of here. So that's the kind of jackassery I deal with on a daily basis. And then Eric Coomer, this real winner, Eric Coomer, here he is. He's the head of security and strategy for Dominion. And he's suing me. He's saying that what I've done is I have hurt his reputation. I want you to watch this video briefly. He drives a vehicle into a building. Then he leaves the scene after hitting a building. And the cops show up. They're like, sir, have you, okay. Are you a Coomer?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's two
blocks down on there. And you just parked it there?
You just parked there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah.
Had a couple shots with the...
Because I wasn't drinking while I was driving, but then someone stole my truck but put it back, and then I moved it after I was drinking.
Okay.
And I'm hurting his reputation. Get out of here. Unbelievable. I had to pay $110,000 so far in legal fees. I'm paying $2,500 a day to fight this idiot. And it's like... Well, Clay, are you going to stop the tour because Eric Coomer is suing you? No, this guy is literally the head of the security and strategy for Dominion. He says the machines were never connected to the internet, but they were. So that's what's going on. The truth will set us free, and only the truth will set us free. If you want to join the conversation, don't listen to what the mainstream media is telling you. You can name your prices to attend our events. All you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. You click right here on the request a ticket button. And next thing you know, you'll be getting a call from a member of my team. We have to vet you to make sure you're not Antifa or Eric Coomer, who probably will be in jail at the time of our next event. But there we go. I appreciate you so much. I know that was a lot of information quickly, but I'm hoping we dropped 15 knowledge bombs in 25 minutes.
Well, thanks so much, Clay, for coming on. It's been so great having you.
Hopefully you had a little bit of fun.
Oh, I loved it. Learned a lot.
All right. Hey, have a good one.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.